Kylo stared at the lightsaber in Rey's hand.
It is you,
he breathed. Rey didn't know what his words meant, but she was too furious to do anything but attack. She charged at Kylo and ignited the weapon. Instantly, the hum of the blade resonated within her. The lightsaber was unlike anything Rey had held in her life. She didn't understand it, but she inherently knew it was the most important weapon in the entire galaxy. As she swept the blue beam down toward Kylo, it moved as though it were an extension of her arm. Instinctively, Kylo raised his lightsaber to block her. Their blades crackled as they connected. Rey took advantage of Kylo's surprise and put him on the defensive. Suddenly, the ground began shaking beneath them. Rey realized that the destruction of the Starkiller weapon must have started tearing the planet apart. A piece of the forest broke away from them and disappeared into a newly formed gulf.
I don't want to kill you, Kylo said as their weapons sparked.
Rey laughed.
Don't you? You need a teacher, Kylo explained. I can show you the ways of the Force.
Rey wasn't buying a word of it. You're a monster. She intensified her attacks, sensing more than seeing where he would strike next. Her blade cut across Kylo's face before connecting with his saber hilt. Kylo's weapon went flying into the snow. Rey stood above him with her lightsaber raised. He was defenseless. She could strike him down right then and end it all. With a great rumble, the ground between them split apart. A deep ravine opened wider and wider until Kylo was well beyond Rey's reach. Her revenge had been taken from her, but Rey had still won the fight. She watched as Kylo stumbled away from the battlefield. His men soon found him and escorted him to an escape shuttle. Rey returned to Finn's side and knelt beside him. He fluttered near unconsciousness. His wound was deep, and there was no way he would be able to walk. She wasn't sure how they would escape before the planet erupted into nothingness, but she knew it couldn't end like that. She felt more alive than she ever had on Jakku. She had a destiny. It was big and frightening, but she had friends by her side to help her. Her life was only just beginning. Rey held Finn tightly in her arms and waited for a miracle. There was silence. Then the bright lights of a familiar spacecraft glowed above them. It was Chewbacca in the Millennium Falcon. Finally, they were safe.